I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Luke Broadwater, who covers City Hall and politics for the Baltimore Sun. So you're going to recommend a book that a lot of folks have really been happy about and been impressed with by a former reporter for the Sun, Antero Pietola, called Not in My Neighborhood, How Bigotry Shaped a Great American City. Not a new book, but a very important book.
Right. So this is the last book I just finished rereading, and it's a very important book, and I really recommend everybody in Baltimore read this book, and even if you're not in Baltimore, because it tells a quintessential story of how America was shaped, and it uses Baltimore as the example. And what you realize from doing this book is when you see statistics like today, white families are 11 times richer than black families, right? And how did that come to be? Why is the world like this? And you can see through this book that it's policy that caused this to happen. Policy in terms of lending houses or lending loans to whites instead of blacks so they could have accumulate wealth in their mortgages and pass that wealth on to their children and their grandchildren. And once you see that policy caused this, you can see that policy can also undo it.
Right. So it's about real estate. It's about redlining. It's about blockbusting. It's about all these things that we've sort of known about vaguely. But I think Antero was really one of the first people to, you know, accumulate all of this data in one very handy place and really make the case that, as you say, this was on purpose. This didn't happen, you know, serendipitously.
Yes, it's a fascinating book. And you even see things like rents. Rents throughout the history of Baltimore have been charged much higher on black people than white people. So even people who weren't accumulating wealth in their homes, they had a much harder time accumulating wealth in their bank accounts because they kept getting charged higher rents.
Yeah.
So, and then you look at the racial segregation that was done, which we all know concentrated poverty begets more poverty. And with public housing being put only in black neighborhoods and not white neighborhoods, and all of these different policy decisions that created the world that we live in.
And as we kick off the summer season officially with this Memorial Day weekend, you also are a big fan of the Song of Ice and Fire series by George R.R. Martin.
That's right.
Which is the inspiration for Game of Thrones. So I got to confess, I'm not a Game of Thrones fan. So talk me into it.
Yeah. So I did something serious, and this will be something fun. So for many years, I only read nonfiction, and I forgot that reading was supposed to be fun. And when my first child was born, my sister-in-law lent me this series of books, which is 5,000 pages long, and I crushed the first three of them in like 2 weeks. It's super fun. It's if you at all have a little boy inside of you who likes dragons and zombies and kings and swords, it's really well written, and it's like a fantasy land for adults.
Luke Broadwater from the Baltimore Sun, he's recommending Not in My Neighborhood, How Bigotry Shaped a Great American City by Antero Pietola, and A Song of Ice and Fire. That's the series by George R.R. Martin that is the inspiration for Game of Thrones. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening. Have a great holiday weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.